I'm Joe Catalano with an AEM Quincy news update for Friday, September 20th. Billings Road in North Quincy has been completely rebuilt. The city says the extensive project is now complete. The project included a new crossing with a pedestrian refuge in the median island to make it easier to get to the Parker Elementary School. The pick-up and drop-off area at the school has been redesigned to allow access to the sidewalk and eliminate double parking and U-turns. Officials say this summer, 30 streets covering 7.5 miles got new water mains across the city. 124 streets got 17 miles of new sewer lines. 37 streets had crack ceiling work. 36 streets had sidewalk improvements. And 4 streets had new drainage. In addition, National Grid has completed gas main repairs across the city. Officials say the work will continue through the fall. Emergency crews rescued 12 adults and 11 children Wednesday evening after a boat ran aground in Boston Harbor. State Police spokesperson says it happened about 6 p.m. Wednesday at Rainsford Island. Boston Police and State Police responded. Although everyone was rescued, an EMS spokesperson says one adult was taken to an area hospital after she suffered a shoulder injury. A Somerville youth hockey team was having a good time aboard the La Bella Vita when the vessel hit a cluster of rocks near the island. A hole was ripped into the hull of the boat. The marine towing company Sea Tow responded, tried to recover the boat that ran aground, although police said crews stabilized the vessel. They were not able to fully salvage it. Yesterday, all that could be seen peeking out of the water was the boat's fly bridge due to the high tide. However, it was low tide when the boat hit the rocks on Wednesday evening. A Sea Tow representative said crews planned to return to Rainsford Island as soon as possible in hopes of towing the boat to shore, and the state environmental police are now investigating that crash. A sailor experiencing a medical emergency had to be rescued from a sailboat anchored off Sagamore Beach yesterday afternoon. Bourne Fire and Rescue responded just after 4 o'clock yesterday to a distress call from a sailboat located about 200 yards offshore. Authorities said the sailor had also issued a mayday on a marine radio frequency. Emergency responders from Bourne quickly responded to the scene and called for assistance due to the rough seas and the vessel's distance from shore. The Sandwich Fire Department Marine Unit, a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers patrol boat, and a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter all joined the rescue effort. The Army Corps of Engineers patrol boat reached the sailboat, safely transported the sailor to the Sandwich Marina. That person was taken to a nearby hospital. The sailor's injuries are not immediately available, and the circumstances surrounding the incident, including why the boat was anchored off Sagamore Beach, are still under investigation. First responders are set to practice and prepare for something that they hope will never happen, a plane crash at Logan Airport. Massport says its fire rescue team will conduct a full-scale exercise that simulates the response to a plane crash on the runway. The event is scheduled for today from 9 a.m. to noon and will be one of Logan's largest emergency drills to date. The FAA requires the exercise every 3 years to test the coordination, communication, and response in the event of a major incident at Logan. The drill involves 2 planes and about 150 people who will act as crash victims. First responders will practice triaging patients from the makeshift crash site and put out a small fire. People living near the airport may notice emergency vehicles in the area for the drill, as well as a U.S. Coast Guard boat and a state police helicopter. Boston Fire and EMS will also be part of the exercise. First responders had to race to the runway Tuesday afternoon for a real emergency. A small Cape Air plane on the way from Boston to Maine had to turn around because of a landing gear issue. Fortunately, the pilot was able to land safely on what looked like just 1 wheel. A fire truck and other emergency vehicles were on the scene just seconds after the Cessna skidded to a halt near the grass. The 3 people on board were all able to walk out of the plane by themselves without any injuries. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra and the Quincy Choral Society will present a free Pops concert Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. in the auditorium at Quincy High School. The event was scheduled for the Hancock Adams Common, but was moved indoors due to the threat of rain. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association Saturdays in the Park concerts continues Saturday with a free performance by Anthony Andronico and the Red Neckas. The events take place from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Safford Park on Beale Street and also include food and beverages. Any change in the schedule due to the weather will be announced on Saturday morning. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources presents Exploring Rock Island with P.J. Foley Saturday at 2 p.m. Foley will lead a tour of the dike, salt marshes, and an osprey nest. Registration is required by emailing Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. The Friends of Wollaston Beach and the Office of Coastal Zone Management will conduct Coast Sweep on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Participants should meet in the parking area across from the bathhouse on Quincy Shore Drive. Norfolk County Sheriff Patrick McDermott and Quincy Ward 4 Counselor James Devine present Fall Fest on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at O'Rourke Field. The free event will include food, touch a truck, a canine demonstration, a drone display, and family fun. Quincy Community Action Programs, Mana Community Health Center, the Quincy Lions Club, Quinn Cycles, the Thomas Crane Library, United Way, Quincy Girl Scouts will also have information about their organizations. Art created by Quincy Public School students is on display at the Quincy Art Association's Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center through October 12th. 21 mural-sized canvases, each representing one of Quincy's schools, is on display, along with a special exhibit by Quincy art teachers. The gallery is open weekends from noon to 5 p.m., Thursdays and Fridays from 2 to 5 p.m. The transit system that everybody loves to hate finally deserves some love, according to Jared Johnson, executive director of the advocacy group Transit Matters. Transit Matters, which monitors MBTA performance, found that compared to a year ago, slow zones are down 63% on the red line and 58% on the orange line, and have been eliminated altogether on the blue line. Johnson says the green line is a unique situation because while it has no slow zones on its branches, there are some on the main trunk line downtown. At one point, the T had 191 slow zones over the entire system. They became a necessary evil because so much track needed repair. Even after repairs, slow zones can temporarily persist as new track is allowed to settle. But one thing has not changed, and that's the T's general financial condition. The T is facing a $700 million deficit this upcoming year. A significant portion of the T's funding comes from sales tax. The sales tax revenue was expected to grow 5 to 7% year over year, but that growth has been closer to 2 or 3% over the past 15 years. The T has missed out on between $10 and $15 billion. As for future improvements, the group says one of the impediments to excellent service has to do with aging trains on the red line, which too frequently break down. The T has ordered more than 250 new cars. A check of business news this morning, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow rocketed up 522 points. The NASDAQ added 440. And the S&P is up 95. Asian stocks also surged today. The dollar fell, the euro rose, and oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, the Jets beat the Patriots 24-3. And the Rays beat the Red Sox 2-0. Boston's back home tonight at Fenway for a series with Minnesota beginning at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, scattered showers and a high of 67. Lingering showers this evening, a low of 60. Scattered showers tomorrow, high 68. Sunday, partly cloudy at a high 67. Partly cloudy Monday, high 66. For the boater today, there is a small craft advisory up with northeast winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots, and waves 2 to 3 feet. High tide, 1:37 p.m. Sunrise, 6:29, sets at 6:43. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, September 20th.